Good day to you. My three things for today from Isaiah chapter 2. Number one, in verse 2, he talks about the latter days. And this usually when Isaiah talks about the latter days, he's talking about the time when the Messiah would come, the promised Savior. And so he's talking about when Jesus comes and after Jesus comes. And in verse 3, he says, many peoples will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will instruct us about his ways, and we will walk in his paths. As Jesus comes, many will come to see him and learn from him and learn of God's grace. Many still do come and see and hear about Jesus as they come to him for healing of their sins. And as a result of Jesus coming, then my number two is there be peace. Peace between God and people, peace between God and sinners, and peace that would lead God's people to be at peace with others. Verse 4, he talks about they would beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into blades or trimming vines. So weapons that were once used for war are turned into something beneficial in society outside of a war purpose. Peace with God leads to peace among each other as we walk in the light of the Lord. That's my number two. And finally, number three, yet even though God in his grace sends Jesus into the world, like he says here, he's talking about the people of Israel. They have forsaken him, and they will be brought down. Their arrogance, they think they're so good, they think they're okay, they think they're fine, and yet God in his judgment will bring down that arrogance and humble them. Verse 11, the proud eyes of mankind will be brought low, the arrogance of man will be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. When the law shows us our sin, we are humbled by that sin. We're humbled by what we have done. And so that call at the end of the chapter, verse 22, to give up trusting in mankind. All they have is breath in their nostrils. What are they worth anyway? In our humility, seeing our sin, we come to the mountain, we come to Jesus. We trust not in ourselves, but we come to the Savior whom God has promised. May God be with you today.